with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears.
Boy, she can sing that song. Gosh, she can still sing it.
She fills your heart.
She does fill your heart.
With the sound of music.
You just can't help but get a little goosebumply hearing her singing that thing. I just love that song. Yeah. There you go.
Well, who are we?
Who are we?
Oh, that's right. You're Steve Kraske.
Brian McTavish, senior writer, Thinking Bigger Business Media. We're listening to Julie because why?
Well, we don't need a reason, but...
Yes, we don't need a reason.
It just so happens. You know, Julie doesn't sing anymore for...
That's so sad.
Medical reasons.
Yeah.
But I got to believe she might warble just a little in the shower softly. Anyway,
yeah.
The Sound of Music, the classic family musical and memories of Julie Andrews will abound starting at 8 o'clock Friday night.
When my boys were little one summer, we sat around 3 or 4 days in a row watching that thing over and over again. They just got into it. You know, it was so fun.
Well, what are you thinking on the 10th time?
Yeah, well, it was okay. It was just fine.
Yes.
It's one of those movies you can watch over and over again.
It's a great story.
Yes.
Well, the show opens up the live stage version. 8 o'clock Friday night performances through next Thursday at Starlight Theater. Where else but in Swope Park. It tells the story, the true, more or less, I guess, story of the Von Trapp family in Austria and how they're on the run from the Third Reich. A spoiler warning, Steve, the Nazis lose. Anyway, you get it all. You get a super sweet heroine who finds her true purpose in life. Motherless children find a mother. And there are enough straightforwardly endearing tunes to warm any heart, like that one we just heard, My Favorite Things, Do Re Mi, Climb Every Mountain.
And who's playing the Julie Andrews role?
Well, you just have to go and find out.
Find out. Okay, yeah. That's coming up at Starlight Theater.
I'm sure she's great.
Local boy done good, right? Pat Metheny.
Oh, and there he is breaking out with his solo. Mr. Pat Metheny.
I like that guy.
Oh, well, yeah.
Like him.
Yeah.
Although he stood us up here once. First time I ever got stood up here on this show, it was Pat Metheny. Leave it to a jazz guy.
I'm going to think that was the last time.
I still
time.
Like him, though.
That was the last time
Just
you got stood
time.
Up.
Just about the last time. Yeah.
Well, you know, Pat, who turns 60, all of 60 years old next month.
No kidding.
How does that happen?
How does that happen?
Well, you know, I used to think the calendar pages fell off, and I think they're getting ripped off.
Yeah,
But anyway, Mr. Pat Metheny and his Unity Group, along with, Bruce Hornsby is going to share the bill.
You
Mr.
Bet.
The Way That It Is will be there as well. Contemporary jazz, Americana, and so much more. 8 o'clock Saturday night at Crossroads KC downtown. Metheny's won 20, 30 Grammys. I'm sure he's lost count.
I mean, he's just a fabulously successful guy. Just
well,
amazing.
He stayed true to his craft. I mean, sure, he's done stuff with David Bowie, and he's done stuff with all sorts of pop-type people, but he is, in his own words, or in somebody's own words, on his official website, he, quote, blended the loose and flexible articulation customarily reserved for horn players with an advanced rhythmic and harmonic sensibility, a way of playing and improvising that was modern in conception, but grounded deeply in the jazz tradition of melody, swing, and the blues.
Could not have said it better myself. And he's from Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Yeah, he started out playing trumpet like his older brother Mike, but he switched to guitar at 12, and that was a good idea.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
When you see me after the show, don't try and pick me up. And I have to say that at my shows, I do. Because if I don't say that, someone's going to walk up to me afterward and people pick me up. And I don't know why. I think it's because when people see me, they don't see a normal 26-year-old man. No, people see me, they think, ooh, puppy.
Who do we have here?
Oh, that's Brad Williams.
Brad Williams.
Stand-up comedian. Brad was born with a type of dwarfism that he's obviously found humor in to share with his live audiences. And he does talk a lot about being a little person in the bits that he does, both in his stand-up
comedy. Well, he can joke about it, but we cannot.
Well, we're not joking.
He just
did.
We're just revealing.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. It is revealing. And as legend has it, and we should mention, he will be doing his thing starting tonight with performances through Sunday at the Kansas City Improv at Zona Rosa. But legend has it, or the story goes, that Brad was in the audience of a Carlos Mencia live comedy show. Mencia starts making jokes about dwarves.
Hmm.
The people sitting around Brad, who's in the audience, they don't quite know how to deal with that information. They feel a bit uncomfortable, and perhaps rightly so. Well, one thing leads to another. Brad gets asked up on stage by Carlos. Brad is cutting the audience up. He's making jokes. And the next thing you know is that Brad gets a regular recurring role on the Life of Mencia, Carlos Mencia's live comedy show, and the rest is history. He's been on screen. He does stand up. He's a funny guy.
And that's the kind of background research Brian McTavish does for us here every week.
I think we should get that on a loop.
Okay, we got what here?
Oh, don't be fooled by that happy time ice cream truck sounding music. That's yes. Lil Debbie.
Lil Debbie.
That's no L-I-L apostrophe Debbie.
Lil Debbie.
She's a hip-hop princess, 8 o'clock tonight at the Riot Room. Little Debbie is an attitude-drenched kind of girl.
And you're a hip-hop prince.
If you say so, I prefer to think of myself as more of a duke. But anyway, Lil Debbie is kind of naughty. We've excised all the naughty bits from this clean version of one of her many hits, Two Cups. But she'll be doing her thing. She used to be in a band called White Girl Mob, and the song titles we can repeat on the air include I Do It, Ratchets, Bake a Cake, Work the Middle, and she's even done a song about Michelle Obama.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then finally today, we've got...
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
This is your world, buddy. Down the pipe.
It's our world.
It's our world.
Batman used
love that song.
Batman started out in 1938. It's his 75th anniversary.
Wow.
Everybody's celebrating it this week.
Wow.
Zam. Wow.
Yeah.
Including participating area comic shops. They're all honoring the Dark Knight. And you should check out your favorite four-color funny book emporium at your earliest convenience this weekend. But probably it's honest enough to say that the big party, the big shebang, is the Weird Batman get-together at Elite Comics in Overland Park. That's Saturday. It's absolutely
free. Are you going to be there?
I got to go.
You got to go.
Hey, free copies of DC Comics souvenir edition of Detective Comics number 27 from 75 years ago will be issued. Lots of creators, lots of fun. But here's the thing. They're going to go for the world record attempt. Most people in a Batman costume or mask. They're going to distribute the masks, and it'll be fun. It'll be Batman. And, I'm there, man.
That's Brian McTavish. Thanks, buddy.
Anytime.